We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
The Wheel. Oh, my God. Really good movie. I walked into it not watching a trailer. I didn't even read the synopsis. And I was blown away. It's a deep movie. Having or being married myself, I really got some of like the ins and outs of what it has to say about like modern day relationships. My first question for you, Steve, It's pretty heavy handed compared to some of your previous work. Talk to me a little bit about where the idea came from.
Well, a young producer who operates in production in a commercial company that I direct commercials for. We were working on a particularly difficult commercial, and I just kind of said, listen, I need you to not work as a production assistant. I need to kind of upgrade you right now to kind of be my collaborator and figure this out, my colleague. And he, you know, he's a really smart, you know, and great filmmaker in his own right, which I discovered. We had a good day at shooting, and then we got to know each other. And then Josh brought me the script. And, you know, the joke I keep saying is, you know, he didn't bother to read my IMDb before he sent me the script, apparently. But, you know, he had, and I love the script. And he, you know, and Molly Galula, along with Taylor, who's on this call, and Amber Midthunder, the rest of the actors, all trusted me, to be the director of the film. So in that way, I'm very grateful, because I don't know, there's nothing in my resume that would recommend me for the project. And so for Taylor, who can speak to it as well, to trust me that I could handle the material, you know, it's great.
And that leads me to my next question for Taylor. How did you become involved with this project? I know you as Ezra Bridger. I'm trying not to fan out, okay? But I didn't expect such a profound performance from you. And I honestly think you invested so much of yourself in this. I would love to hear what drew you to the project and if you had to draw on any personal experiences to get that kind of performance.
Well, firstly, thank you for that. Yeah, it was interesting, fairly circuitous route. Like Steve, it was the middle of the pandemic. Producer Josh Jason, who had brought the script to Steve, also he had seen some of my work prior, and he had reached out through my managers or through a mutual friend and sent the script over. And you get sent scripts often enough from friends, and you're never really sure what it is. And like you, without going in, without knowing anything, I didn't even look at the Bible or even a synopsis for it. And I just read the script and I was like, oh, this is great. And it, to me, was reminiscent of the Before trilogy, the Linklater series, of just like a very personal drama that for an actor just has so much meat on it. And as an actor, especially as a younger actor, you don't necessarily choose, I guess you do choose what work you get to do, but as you pointed out, like Ezra, obviously that was such a fun gig to do, but I started on Nickelodeon, even though that wasn't necessarily where a lot of my training and where I was expecting to go. I was much more into theater and dramatic work. And so in this, it's nice to kind of change up some of the things you've done, but of course you go into a lot of personal parts of yourself. I've never been in a relationship that's been 8+ years the way Walker and Albie have, but I have felt the depth of a relationship that I think they are in the middle of. And I think you find parallels to other parts of longing and loneliness and deep desires. And then you sort of imprint that on the words that are already written. And then we get something like The Wheel, and it's, you feel a lot when you're working on it. It's a very tragic story, but it also has so many beautiful truths.
Now I want to talk about the title. Well, my personal takeaway is that it's like the wheel that keeps on turning. Sometimes the wheel's high, sometimes the wheel's low, but it always keeps on moving. I would love to hear from both of you what your definition or what your personal interpretations of the title are.
Sorry, I was muted. I think yours is great. I kind of kept a safe distance away from the title to the extent to which I kind of understood it as a metaphor. And then, without spoiling too much, there's a literal reference to it, right? So there's this kind of literal manifestation of the wheel, and then there's kind of all the, metaphorical underpinnings and meanings that come from that as they relate, or the title that comes from the title as it relates to relationships. But I think that's absolutely right. We are all caught it's not a straight line, right? We all, are in this kind of circular reality called life, especially when it comes to our romantic relationships, right? And we just, you hope that as the wheel turns, your relationships are enriched. Although sometimes, of course, we know that there's, our relationship could turn into places that are distressful. And you have to kind of just work it out and come out the other side. So yeah, I think that your definition was pretty great.
What about you, Taylor? What do you think it means?
Yeah, I'm kind of in the same boat with this as you and Steve. There's the literal meaning, but I just really connect with the sort of cyclical nature of this, of the wheel is sort of going around for everybody, and the way that you felt a connection to it through, like you said, your relationships and marriage, everyone sort of sees that their own sort of relation to it. And yeah, the wheel is that sort of cyclical idea that it continues on sort of everywhere. And so I'm kind of in the same boat as both of you guys with it.
All right. Now, Steve, I have to ask, I know we've already spoken about how this is totally different from everything else on your resume. I would say that for me, high fidelity, just the kind of somber tone of it at times, and even Hot Tub Time Machine to an extent, with Lou's depression at the very beginning, they go places, or I would say this film touches on places that those films go, but having kind of explored that kind of emotion or that raw emotion fully with the wheel, is it something you see yourself wanting to explore even more in the future? Do you see yourself doing more serious projects in the future, I guess is my question.
Yeah, I mean, I would like to have an eclectic career. It seems like that's hard to do, because it's, for all kinds of reasons, it's, how you're perceived, in terms of what you can do and what you do best, you tend to be kind of tracked in a particular category, which makes sense. People want to say I want to hire this person, or I'm going to let them, I'm going to finance this movie based on their track record because I know that the project will be good and the result of the creative enterprise will be successful. So I get that. And so in that way, being eclectic is a little bit more difficult, but I would love to continue to do serious projects. And then also, I have a few comedies in the works, of course, because that's, the way my career goes. And I still gravitate toward those things because I'm inspired by, and I'm passionate about comedy because, I just love, I love laughing and I love, characters in absurd circumstances and heightened realities that just are, that are bonkers and make people laugh. And, I think going back to what you said, I've always been interested in character, in all of the movies, and all great comedies for that matter. I don't think comedy gets enough credit, frankly, for being really interested in interested in character and taking good care to make sure that the characters are on an emotional journey that's a genuine emotional journey, And I think of movies like Bridesmaids. or even Wedding Crashers, you know, like there's real things those people are going through. And that's what makes the movie work. And that's what, you know, and although the way they go about trying to solve their problems tends to be hilarious, it's their problems nonetheless. And of course, you know, any comedy filmmaker will tell you that they're underappreciated in that regard. But I think the good comedies all are interested in exploring the character journey as much as any drama.
Awesome. That's awesome. Now, Taylor, if you had to say the true message of the film, I know you told me that you get how people can kind of interpret the film, but what do you think is the biggest takeaway from it?
The biggest takeaway. It's so interesting because like when you make art, you obviously look at it as a singular experience and you make it, and then the reception of it is entirely different from creating it, I guess. And so what, looking back at it, what I hope people take from it is just sort of, I guess, a little bit of entertainment, of escapism from the world for an hour and 20 minutes, as any sort of piece of film you want that to happen with. But then also just sort of a shifted perspective. I always find that sometimes it's harder to see yourself when you're just looking directly at yourself, and in respect to that, meaning when you look at things that are similar to you, but in someone else, it's much easier to recognize or to relate to see how you can change things. And so hopefully people look at it a bit like a mirror and see things within them that either they like or don't like, or things that work or don't, not even necessarily in a relationship, but just in a personal sense. Because while there are so many different, or four different characters in this with different relationships each, I think it's all about a story of each individual as well, going through their own experience so that they can better the relationships that they're in. So I just hope people connect in that sense.
Yeah. I'm glad you pointed it out. Yeah. Every character is totally from a different perspective. You have the fiance who is very caring, the fiance who kind of already knows or has his mind made up about the characters before even meeting them. And then you and Amber's characters who totally detest each other and have been on the opposite side of marriage. So thank you for pointing that out, 'cause it is true. You kind of get a little bit of each perspective here. Now, Steve, same question. What are you hoping that people take away from the film?
Well, I, you know, and I think it was Bethany Ann Lynn who said it in another interview. So I'll just, you know, and she said it so well, I'm sure I won't say it as well as she did. But I think, you know, the movie's concerned primarily with empathy for, you know, for all. And I think it, you know, you come out of this movie and you forgive yourself and you forgive others. All of the, you know, kind of challenging, all forgive yourself for how you feel, forgive yourself for how you behave. You know, a lot of the behavior in this movie, obviously, is, if you say, since you've seen it, is very challenging. You know, people don't behave, you know, people are deeply flawed and they behave badly, and they can't help themselves. And so I think it, you know, but in the end, they're trying to, you know, be at peace with themselves, be at peace with each other. Or, you know, certainly be at peace with the one they love, or, you know, and deeply love and deeply know that, you know, along with that person, they can find happiness. And so, you know, I want people to come out of that, come out of the movie with more, with, you know, forgiving of themselves and others, in terms of, you know, in terms of how difficult it is to, navigate love and romance and in figuring out how to be happy in a relationship, and certainly a lifelong one.
Awesome. Those are all the questions that I had for you guys. Steve, I know you mentioned that you had a couple of other projects in the works. No chance we'll see a Hot Tub Time Machine 3 at any point in the future, right?
Well, we've all, you know, the occasionally conversations come up about it. We're always like, yeah, well, maybe it'll be Hot Tub Time Machine 5. There was no 3 and 4. I don't know. There's nothing on the horizon at the moment.
That's great. And what about you, Taylor? Anything you got coming up? Have you been approached by Disney to star in any of the upcoming Disney Plus series?
Oh, you know that they would have my head if I spoke on any of that. But Yeah, I have some films that I've worked on in the last year that should be coming out, I think, actually later this year. But I don't know the details on release dates yet. So there'll be more to come.
Awesome. Awesome. Thank you guys so much for your time. Once again, really enjoyed the film. I know it's out already, but I cannot wait to tell everybody I know to go check it out. Thank you guys again and have a good day, I guess.
Thanks.
Awesome. And thank you so much, Dempsey.
Yeah, appreciate your support of the film, man.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.